Blog Talk Radio.
Inferno, welcome today. Today is actually the 12th of Wednesday, 10 o'clock p.m. Today's segment, we are going to be talking about a lot of stuff, just random stuff today. I don't have anything to focus on but the current events. So let's start that and, okay. All right. Apparently there's birds in here. Let's just ignore them birds. There we go. All right. All right. Today's segments, like I said, is random stuff. So we are going to be talking about some stuff that, you know, what's buzzing around the internet and what people are talking about. First one is the latest news about this American Idol contestant that was found dead outside of Paula Abdul's house. Yeah. Okay. I think her name. Yeah. Her name is Paula Godspeed, and she is the one of the contestants from the. I believe, and it's saying this, it's a fifth season? Yeah, she was one of them, I think got voted off and rejected her, because she's the one that's saying that Proud Mare. I don't know if you guys follow that. I don't even remember. There's so many of them. Well, the official says the cause of death has not been determined, but the family, her family's actually identified her as a Paula Goodspeed. Okay. Prayers and condolences to the relatives, and I want to this is really tragic. I mean, that's a young woman like this. Currently, the investigators are ruling out. More like kind of suicidal, possibly by drug overdose. They don't know yet, but they were just saying that, I guess. I guess the young lady kind of troubled. My own opinion on that's probably troubled ever since it got rejected from American Idol. That kind of put an effect into your life. In fact, like fifth season, it's like a couple of years ago, and just wondering why, all these years. Just don't know why. I mean, there's no comments from Paula Abdul yet, and, you know, she's probably scared, and, you know, and I would be too, man, if it's someone like that, you know, outside my house, like outside, and finding out that some, like, you know, maybe a stalker. I'm not saying she's a stalker, but, you know, what? I mean, how could this happen? I mean, if you really look at it, and if you think about it, you know, she's probably, there's obsessions involved. And, I mean, clearly, you know, the license plate revealed as this ABLV, that's mean, I don't know, Abdul Love, maybe, and she had a photo of Paula Abdul hanging in the rearview mirror. You know, you guessed it. I mean, you make your decision on that. And she also talked about her affections towards the Paul Abdul and between Paul Abdul and Ryan Seacrest. You know, I'm not into gossip, but that's what they were saying. And she's saying that she's a real big fan. She made a life-size drawings of Paul Abdul. And she says she's been drawing her ever since she was a little, since she was a kid. And also the Simon Cowell reportedly noted that, you know, she's saying that, hey, that she kind of a resemblance with the Paul Abdul. And that's basically, that's where we're at. I mean, it's a tragic situation here, and I don't know. So, you know, there's a lot of speculations in there and why she died. And they ruled it, like I said, they ruled it. Or, well, I'm not ruling it, but it was possibly by drug overdose. And there was no comment from Paul Abdul. And, you know, this is just and happened. And well, she put in a statement here. No, I'll take that back. She did. And it says, she's saying, quote, "I'm deeply shocked and saddened by what transpired yesterday," Paul Abdul said in a statement released by her publicist. "And my heart and prayers go out to her family." So for those of you that are just tuning in, exactly, we're talking about the tragic death of Paula, one of the Paula Abdul's big fans, who was found dead near Paula Abdul's house. And let's take a caller over here and see what they think about it, and we'll go from there. Hello, caller. You there?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Krista.
Krista. Is this Krista McIntosh?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. welcome to my show. This is Great Inferno, and we are, you know, it's just about time, right time. But we're talking about, I don't know if you heard about that news about the Paula Goodspeed. Do you follow American Idol at all?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Ah, oh, man. So you're like one of the 25%er. I don't either, but I'm just saying that. We're talking about the, she was found dead yesterday, this girl, Paula Goodspeed. I was reading an article on that, and you can clearly see that she's had some obsession problem with Paula Abdul. You know, cops are saying that it's possibly a drug overdose, and, you know, and there is no, I don't know where the motives are, and so what do you, I mean, you're a big Paula Abdul fan, you have Paula Abdul hanging on your wall. What do you think about that?
I think it's kind of silly to get that crazy over something like that, but, I mean, if that's what you want to do it, I guess.
That's correct. I think that, you know, they should have known that, you know, if there's some kind of obsession like that, you should have known that, you know, to be careful, and which is, I think, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people in there in pain medications, you know, taking pills and stuff. And they get into a depressive mode, and they are, you know, bound to, like, you know, hurt themselves or you know, hurt others. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree on that? Where are you at? Are you in, like, some kind of arena or something, like in a basketball?
No, I'm at the mall waiting to get a game, so I'm sitting here.
Waiting to get a game? Like, yep. What kind of game?
It's like expansion pack for World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay. At the mall. Which mall? In Madison?
Yeah, Westtown.
Oh, Westtown. All right. Well, we're moving on here from the big fan to a big, not really big fan of God. humanist in Washington, D.C., putting up an advertisement or an ad throughout the, you know, they're spending $40,000 towards this ad on the buses. It would say that, "Why believe in God? Just be good for goodness sake." And that would appear in Washington, D.C. buses starting next week, they're saying. And this is, you know, clearly it's from the lyrics of the Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You know, I don't know if you know that. Most listeners know that, even other religions. I mean, that's like, you know, a jingle for years. I mean, I don't know when to start doing it, but I remember when I was like a little kid, I used to like, you know, jingle or sing along with that. And believe me, that was really a long time ago. And the lyrics in Washington base, actually, they're based in Washington, D.C. And they are saying that it's an ongoing debate over commercialism over religion. You know, they're saying that, you know, you don't have to be religious, you don't have to believe in God to enjoy the holiday season. And that's what they're trying to put out there. And now, here's a question. You know, as a atheist yourself, Krista, is this another attack on Christians, or is just religion in general?
I think it's just, you know, a statement. It's not meant to be taken any which way. You see like signs all over for churches, but they're not, you know, criticized mm-hmm. or anything for what they believe. But then,
right.
if someone doesn't believe in something, it's propaganda and.
Mm-hmm.
It's what
I call agnosticism propaganda. You know, they're not. See, if you really look at the slogan, you know, they're not denying that the existence of God. They just don't want you to believe in Him. You know what I mean? It says, why believe in God? It's the use is a you know better lowercase g and then just be good for goodness sake. See, the thing is, you know. They use the word good, the goodness, virtue, you know, which is it's a positive moral qualities, it's a virtuousness towards goodness, it's a good and evil, you know what I mean? So you can't really use the word good without associating it with, you know, with God, with goodness, because it's to be good or be good, because you can use like good, it's an adjective. You know, if you link that with verb and it says, you know, seem to be good or seem good, like, you know, this is taste good, looks good, but to be good is to become, like, have a moral excellence, an upright or, you know, a quality of doing what is right and avoiding what is wrong. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, hypothetically, let's say you are a churchgoer or whatnot, do you ignore this kind of garbage or do you fight on or do you... like confront these people? What do you think Christians and all the religion in general should do?
I don't think there's a point in fighting it. Mm-hmm. Nothing really going to happen. They can say whatever they want. Technically,
right.
They're not trying. I don't think they're trying to, you know, bash people that believe in God or anything. It's just
mm-hmm.
it's just a sign. It's not going to change anyone's belief because they see the word God on a sign or anything like that.
Right, yeah. Apparently it's not going to shake my faith. You know, I mean, it's just... I mean, if you're like really focused on that and start, you know, putting your energy into it, it's you know, it's nonsense to doing that. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this... do you think, you know, I don't know if you've been out of the country, but are these kind of attacks... are these kind of attacks allowed in other countries, like, let's say, Iran, Iraq, or somewhere in the Middle East where, you know, religion's actually, you know, running the country?
It's probably not. I'm not sure. I haven't been to, like, a country like that. All I've been to is Mexico, so... But,
Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, Mexico.
Well, I think, you know, for my... they would probably, you know, be executed. You know, that's blasphemy towards their God, you know what I mean? To,
mm-hmm.
if, you know, and it's something that, you know, they take. It's only in America that happens, you know, like, that you can get away with it. You know, you can voice your opinions, like you said, yeah, it's not, you know, bashing or not blaspheming other God. It's just a slogan that you don't have to take it personally. Again, but there's some other people out there that they're trying, it's like maybe they're trying to corrupt those, like, kids in general You know, that you don't have to believe in God just to be a good for goodness sake. But, you know, if you are misinformed on what good and what definition of good, you are totally, you know, you won't, basically, you know, you won't be able to fight on. You know what I mean? You won't be able to, like, defend yourself. And so did you get your games yet?
No, I'm still waiting. I can't get until midnight.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, the, what am I going to do? One second here. Bear with me. Now, from the sign to the pole, we are switching Saturn here. There's supposedly a woman sued a strip club and exotic dancers over her son's death. A Houston mother sued a strip club and exotic dancers and DUI death of her son, alleging the dancer was forced to get drunk for her job. Maddie G. Johnson filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Rick's Cabaret, a dancer Michaela Lim, I guess that's the, you know, your stage name, after her 43-year-old son, Clinton Washington, was struck and killed in last December 31st while trying to help a motorist in an auto accident, Houston Chronicle reports. So here's the deal on this one. A woman's son died, a 43-year-old son. Apparently died, and now she's trying to sue the club and the exotic dancer supposedly was part of that or made him, you know, to get drunk, and therefore an accident occurred. The dancer had a blood alcohol limit of .241, according to Johnson's lawsuit, and you know, that's, I don't know where, this is Houston, I don't know what the illegal limit for the alcohol level. Now, the question is, do you think a woman, I mean, as a stripper yourself, do you think a woman can, you know, do you think they would have a case against the exotic dancer strip club?
I don't think so. I mean, he's 43 years old. If he's not going to drink, you know, he's not going to. If he wanted to, he's going to take a drink. It's different when it's like a little kid, but he's 43.
Maybe still live. I don't know. I'm not trying to make fun of the guy. You know, I mean, God bless him. Rest in peace. But I think, you know, maybe he's still, he was living in mom's basement or something, you know. Now, the, which, let's say you have a, well, I think that what they were trying to get into is, you know, maybe he's not like a real, you know, he's not like an alcoholic, or maybe he's just a social drinker, you know, I mean, if, let's say hypothetical, I'm not saying, you know, God forbid, but let's say that's happened to you within your family, I mean, would you be mad at the strip club and an exotic dancer that this thing happened to you, to the person that you love?
I don't think it's really, you wouldn't be thinking, at that point, I don't think I'd be thinking about, like, you know, who can I blame for this? It happened, I got to deal with it and try to, you know, make the best of it.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's what I'm thinking also. Man, you got a good head in your shoulder there. Now, the, I've just lost my notes here. But let me take a break, and thanks for calling, Krista. I know that you got to go.
All right.
Do you have to go?
Not really.
Not really? Oh, could you hang on for just, could you hang on just for like maybe 1 minute, and we are... Hold on just a second here. We are coming right back. Hold on a second.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down, come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord. As I went down in the...
Okay, we are back on the air over here. That's the only song I could play over here, so sorry for that, but you probably enjoy that. So, for all you listening out there, and welcome to the Great Inferno Show. We are going to move on, and we are going to be talking about lots of stuff here. Now let's get the caller back online. Hold a second here. Yo, caller, Krista, welcome back.
Hello.
Yeah, did you enjoy that music or what?
Not really.
That it's sweet music. All right. Hey, no, you didn't see the movie. What is that movie? What from? Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Yeah, that's
I like that
things,
movie. I just don't like that song.
You don't like that song. You don't like that thing, huh? Yeah, that's cool. Good. You are entitled to your own opinion. Let's go back to we were talking about the a lot of stuff over here, and I want to talk about more on I know that you're in the tank with Obama, so. I know you're not, but now they're saying that he met with the President Bush, and a lot of speculation there that the conversation supposed to be a private conversation, and supposedly the conversation has leaked, and they are just saying that a lot of stuff. And I mean, they should be. Do you think the public, if it's private, and is it supposed to be private? Do you think the public, they have the right to know what there is to, the president, the current president, the president-elect conversation? Do you think the public has the right to know that, or to know the conversation?
No, I don't think it's right. I mean, if it's supposed to be private, you wouldn't want someone recording your conversation at your house with your wife or your husband, whatever. I mean, you don't want that spilled all over the internet.
That's, there was saying something, there was disagreement, there was like, you know, talking points and a lot of stuff in that. How did he even get this? You know, he's wondering, is like, is this even, you know, legit? I mean, could they like maybe get prosecuted for that? Do you think?
Did you say prostitute?
Prosecuted.
I mean, like, why would a vendor say got prostitutes? But
All right. But do you think they get punished? Do you get some kind of reprimand? You know, to like the whoever did that or whoever like tapped into their conversation.
I think they should, but I don't think it would happen just because everyone wants to hear it. They're not going to do anything about it. I don't think so anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think there should be some kind of a, you know, if it's private, it's private, and I think there's some kind of a, you know, a mandate rules to like maybe reprimand them some way, you know, because it's, you know, if you don't do that, they tend to like do more, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're putting their nose into people's business and all that. I want to talk about wow, it's really loud up there.
I know it is.
No. Yeah. Really loud, Krista. Now this has got to be some good news for others, but it's bad news for us. For us to leave in a thing. A couple is actually in Connecticut. Was legalized to wed, you know, to marry, you know, gay couples. And a couple of weds after gay marriage was legalized in Connecticut. So this is like today. This happened in New Haven. And a judge cleared away Wednesday for a gay marriage in Connecticut to get married. And it's a victory for them. The advocates, you know, just like, compared to the what happened in California with the Proposition 8. And minutes after the judge entered a final ruling, a New Haven city clerk, the office of issue, first managed to license a gay couple. There was, like, people lined up in there. I know that the other states are, like, not, you know, they're not going to adopt that or follow what the state of Connecticut's doing. But do you think people, like, I don't think in Wisconsin we can get married as if you're gay, but do you think there was going to be people, a lot of gay couples or gay people, they're going to be moving to Connecticut soon?
If it means that much to them, maybe, but, if you love someone that much, I don't think it's really that big of a deal that you have to get married, technically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're there for each other, what's the label going to do to anything?
Right. You know, if it means to them, and if, that's a good point there. Now, do you think, I know that it's kind of a, now, do you think there's a reason for, like, Connecticut to, like, overturn that? I mean, do you have, you know, do you think that like, Connecticut someday, somehow, they're going to overturn that rule and their ruling? And
if
why?
Enough people, I think it would just be for kind of like a, kind of to save themselves in front of the press. If enough people start complaining about it, they don't want to, you know, kind of get on people's bad side and start getting negative press about the state and, you know.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Now, we're going to go off the subject real quick, and this is from, I was reading an article about that earlier when the Iranians actually, you know, when they were processing like Obama's, you know, candidacy, to Obama's winning the elections in their newspaper, actually they ruled that and they shut down, you know, the paper that was doing that, covering Obama's winning the elections. And that question is, what do you think what Iranian have on Obama? Why do you think they shut down the newspaper?
I don't know.
What's your take on that?
Huh?
What's your take on that? I mean, I know that. I mean, you've been to Iran 3 times, so what?
So now I've been to Iran and I'm a stripper.
Just answer it. What do you think? What doesn't Iran have on Obama? Why do you think? What's all the beef? You know.
I don't know personally. Maybe it's to try and keep information from their own people, or maybe it's.
Well, yeah, but what they're saying is that, you know, they were before the elections. They were favoring Obama. They wanted Obama to win. Now he won and everything like that. And they're gonna processing, and they don't want Iranian people to know about Barack Obama. I mean, isn't that like a double standard there?
Kind of, yeah, but I guess if that's how government works.
Yeah, and the president of Iran said, you know, this is when they found out that Obama had won, and he said this is the end of America's evil doings, the end of it, because Obama won. And now, you know, I guess it's because Obama's, you know, talking about moving the troops to Afghanistan and staying in the Middle East no matter what. You know, I mean, I don't think Obama's that stupid, you know, just because Iranians are saying that Obama's, you know, that they want Obama to win, doesn't mean that Obama's favoring them. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree.
And the Iranian media has blamed the numerous problems they've had in recent weeks, and I can't even say his last name. Ahmadinejad. That's the president of Iran, and I guess because Obama's been talking about like reducing the troops on Iraq and moving into Afghanistan. I think it's kind of as like, hey, you know, we're going to be dealing with the same guy here, but, you know, a little different, but the same, you know, same American that don't want, you know, that want democracy in the Middle East. Okay. Now, we're going to change off the subject here. From Mahmoud to Hugo Chavez. I don't know if you're familiar with the Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez is a Venezuelan president. And apparently he has an album out, you know, he's gonna be singing, and he's actually seen on the YouTube and singing about the some kind of an old song, you know. Anyway, he's gonna be selling that at CD in Venezuela. I mean, if you know you're half Venezuelan, what do you think? Would you buy his CD?
I don't think I'd buy it. I might download it to listen to it and kind of giggle a little bit.
Right. Yeah, because...
I don't know.
You know, I mean, he's already taken out, like, you know, he's already... He owns the airwaves pretty much. You know, the TV. He has his own TV. He has his own TV stations, and he has his own show. They're called El Presidente. You know, it's like... and it's broadcast to like throughout the network. It's like it's just like being like getting your cable and flipping channels. All you can see is, you know, President Bush. I mean, wouldn't you like be like really sick about that? And now
I would
like,
get annoyed.
Yeah, and he is like now he is Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is now actually has a CD out, an album out, and he wants people to buy that in Venezuela. Don't you think that's like a little crazy?
Yeah, it's a bit crazy, but
He has the power. I mean, it's like, you know, it looks like the people don't have a choice but to do it because, you know, almost like, you know, he's forcing them to do it because, he's saying that this is the history of Venezuela, and, you know, he's singing about, you know, the history of it. And you know, you're not a real Venezuelan if you don't buy the CD. I mean, would you agree that's a little harsh? Not forcing
yeah,
people to buy
like
a CD.
Yeah, he sounds like a bully.
Yeah, you're forcing. You know, it's just like I mean, let's say you're making a CD, making an album, and then you're like, hey, you know, you're not real people if you don't buy my CD, you know.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, like it's kind of a reverse psychology going on there.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yes.
Oh, my wife, my kids coming over here. But yeah, let's move on. All right, let's move on over here because I'm being attacked by kids. let's talk about our guest or our caller over here. So, you don't have to say your real name, but who are you and where are you from and what do you do?
I'm Krista. I live in Wisconsin and I work at a hotel front desk.
You do? Okay. All right. That's pretty good. Now, you say you live in Madison?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you currently single?
I'm sorry?
Are you currently single?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Oh, sorry, guys. You know, she's taken. So, what's his name? If you're
his
listening.
Name.
No, not your boyfriend, but your work boyfriend. Remember
my
that?
Work
yeah,
boyfriend?
Yeah. Jesse, if you're listening out there, dude, you know, don't do any stupid stuff. all right, let's move on. Hold on just a second here. You bear with me. But if you want to read, what do you call that? Second here. All right. I'm going to take like about 30-second break. Hold on a second. All right, welcome back, and once again, this is Great Inferno from blocktalkradio.com/Great Inferno. If you want to catch me, you can go to aholeinthemiddle.com, aholeinthemiddle.com, those are my blog, shoot me up and email me if you have any questions. If you want to be in my show, just email me at fponiente@gmail.com, F as in Frank. P-O-N-I-E-N-T-E. And once again, you can follow me on twitter.com/GreatInferno or utterly.com/GreatInferno. Now, let's get the guests back online, and we are going to be talking about some stuff that you would like. Probably, I don't know, maybe not, maybe you will. Welcome back, caller. This is Krista. Hello there.
Hello.
You again.
Me again.
All right. Now let's. We're gonna talk about the. We went from. What did we talk about the last one?
I forgot already.
You forgot already. Let's move on. A surgery addict injects cooking oil into her face. A Korean woman obsessed with plastic surgery had to have 2.1 ounces of cooking oil removed from her face after she injected herself with the substance, and that's what the London Daily Telegraph reported. The doctor has also removed 7 ounces of cooking oil from her neck. A lady named Hang Myoku, a full 48 years old, who started having plastic surgery when she was 28, was having trouble finding doctors to operate on her after her multitude of surgeries. And then the doctor suggested a 6-night psychiatric help. One doctor said that who recently gave her silicone injection to the face, Miyoki, and gave her a syringe and a silicone, you know, so she can do it herself. And when the silicones ran out, Miyoki started injecting herself with cooking oil in order to fuel her addiction. This is not funny. I'm not laughing at her. I'm just laughing at the situation. Now, Krista, you've been a doctor. You've been to plastic surgery like 20 times. Is this really addicting? I mean, come on. Is this a sense of just like hurting yourself, or is this really the sense of like addictions on putting stuff in your skin? What do you think?
I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. I've never done it before. It doesn't appeal to me at all, but if you have the money and you want to keep wasting it, it probably could get addictive.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. How could she get addicted to a, you know, something that, I mean, they remove like a lot of them, like 7 ounces and 2.1 stuff from her face and 7 ounces from her neck. Ooh, that's gotta hurt. I mean, she is probably, you know, not addicting to that cooking oil or whatnot, but is addicted to, like, maybe mutilating herself or addicted to a pain itself. Wouldn't you agree?
Most likely, yes.
Most likely, yeah. That's what I, you know, I mean, so I, you know, that's what my take on that. So let's just move on. From cooking oil to Google launches an online flu tracker. Did you agree with that? I mean, a couple months ago, Google came out with what they called a drunk tester. You know, what they'll give you multiple, a mathematics, you know, like a some sort, some like a Sudoku or some sort, something like that. So you can test your ability to solve those problems based on your soberness. You know, now they came out with the online flu tracker. Google flu trends uses search terms that people put in their web-based search engine. You're familiar with that. You're one of the you're in the tank with Google, and you made millions with them. I mean, is this going to help Google, Krista?
If they keep expanding like they have been,
they're just probably trying whatever they could.
Yeah, I mean, if they get themselves out there in maybe 50 different places and maybe 20 of them work, it's still getting their name out there and getting more people interested.
Yeah. So, you're not that, you're really familiar with diseases. I mean, do you think that it's going to help people? And instead of going to the doctor?
If you really think you're sick, I think it's better to go to the doctor than trust something online.
Even if
it's from a reliable source, you might, you know, miss a symptom or be over-exaggerating.
Right. And then this is just the Google search terms for, like, an influenza-like illness. And it emulates a signal that tells them how much influenza activity there is in the community or in the region. And that's, I think that's what they are aiming at. But I think this is it's a really good tool to monitor the, you know, what's going on around the area, especially when it comes to the health. You know, you don't want to you're going to Chicago and you find out that, you know, there's a lot of flu stuff going on over there. You may want to think about that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, maybe they do this on all kinds of stuff, like let's say stupidity. You know, let's say you go to San Francisco and it's like, you know, you kind of measure, track how many stupid people are on there. I mean, it's pretty you know, it'll be an accurate reading for that. You know what I mean? It's something that you probably, maybe I can talk to Google and email them, shoot them an email and say, hey, how about measuring the stupid people starting in the White House, maybe?
In the White House?
That's just wrong. I don't know. Now, the... Google is like, if you go to Google.com, it's, you know, Google's huge. That's like, you can even think, it's huge. I mean, it's so big, they have their own freaking orbit, you know. And there's a lot of stuff in this thing. Now, let's move on from Google to Google. Now, according to the records over here, is it really a stress? And they're saying, why are so many Nebraska parents abandoning teens?
I'm sorry?
The men in Nebraska. I don't know what's going on in Nebraska. It must be the water, but they are. Yeah, parents abandoning their kids, their teens. And is it stress? You know, just like, you know, they're telling your kids, hey, you have to clean your room, and no, you can't go to the party. Yes, you have to ride a school bus, get up, you know, go to school, blah, 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 blah. Patricia Lawrence knows how hard it is being raising teens, is what she said, and she knows it four times over because, you know, apparently she had a lot of kids, and I will tell, you know, as myself, I have five kids, and I'll be raising a teenager, and I'm going to have to go through with that, you know. And in Nebraska, however, and that's what's happening over there, and, you know, there's a lot of, parents, I don't know how many, maybe a couple thousand, maybe, abandoning children as old as 17 without fear of prosecution. They are doing that. While the intent of such laws allows desperate mothers safe options for unwanted newborns, a safe haven in Nebraska has gone awfully wrong. I mean, is this right thing to do if you can't, like, really, you know, deal with your teens and, like, just kind of abandon them and just, like, hey, you know, go live with your, nowhere to be found father and do it yourself. I mean, as a mother yourself, I mean, would you like do that to your kids when they?
Yeah, I have a question.
No, I mean, if you made it that far without, you know, getting sick of them by then, you should have known that this is going to happen with, you know, kids. You should be responsible enough if you're having kids to be able to raise them until they're old enough to make it on their own.
Exactly, and, you know, there's a lot of people out there. I don't know what's going on in Nebraska, but you know, I run into a couple of people out even here, even in Wisconsin, saying that they are, like, empowering their kids, even though we're in the, like, 5 or 6, 7, you know, all the way up to their teens. And they are empowering their kids. Thank you, caller, for calling, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you soon. Now, back to my saying that there's the parents out even here in Wisconsin, you know, they're empowering their kids, you know, when they're 7 years old, quoting or saying that, you know, I let them whatever they want to do. I mean, I let them do what they want to do because I love my kids. You know, they can do whatever they want, and, you know, it's not a good parenting. It's irresponsible for parents to say that. And I know that, like I said, I have five kids, and I'm going to be raising my kids, and I have to guide them. I have to guide them through, according to my belief, you know, because it's just, you know, I'm not going to let the world or the, like, MTV, you know, the TV and the shows out there raise my kids. I'm not going to let them do that, you know. It's not right, and it's not right from eyes of God. Now let's move on over here, and we are going to, you know, we've been talking about health and raising your kids and people from Nebraska, and that's what's happening over there, and they're actually abandoning their teens because I think it's giving them a lot of stress. Again, it's not just happening in Nebraska. I mean, it's just happening all over the world. It's all over, you know, whoever has a teen that, you know, not having any stress. I mean, you know, stress is there. It's a necessary evil. It's just how you cope with it, how you deal with them. This is from Nebraska to New Orleans, saying that fat kids found have arteries of a 4 to 5 year old person. And obese children as young as 10 had an arteries of 45 year old, and other heart abnormalities, okay, that greatly raise the risk of heart disease. Say doctors use an ultrasound test to take a peek inside. So they took a peek inside. They found those obese children, the fat kids, are found to have, you know, they have arteries just like similar to the 45-year-old person. I mean, I know heart attacks happens when you, majority of heart attacks happens when you're like in your 40s, you know, and up. But this, you know, as we go, and so we go to into more and more crucial moments for kids. I can't like really stress enough to have your kids, and if you, especially if you have an overweight kid, you know, look into maybe, you know, maybe to take care of that issue, because it's not healthy. I don't know if you love your children, you would do that. You know, if you love your children, you would take care of your children. No, do not let them eat whatever they want. You know, they're not, they don't have that right mind to say what's good, what's separate between right or wrong. I mean, it's just, if they're going to eat sweets, I mean, limit the sweets, the fat intake, and, you know, have them go out there, exercise, whatnot. You know, if they're afraid to go outside, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can do inside, or, you know, even Wii, you know, like Wii, W-I-I, the Wii console, the games that you can do, even things you can buy out there to, you know, there, so you can exercise, you know, you have activities doing, and like there's, I know there's baseball, golfing, there's like sword fighting or whatnot, you know, it's just a game. There's even yoga, that's what I was watching in that. I mean, you can buy those. I mean, it's available online. If you go to shopinsuperhighway.com, you can get those. Just type in Wii, and it's going to tell you everything, the games that you can pick from there. Now, and it's saying that, as the old saying goes, your oldest your arteries are, and that's what quoted from Dr. Geeta Raghuver in the hospital in Kansas, Children's Hospital in Kansas City. She's the one who led the studies, and she's saying this is a wake-up call. I mean, the studies were reported Tuesday at the American Heart Association conference. I think I'm going to be blogging this because, you know, this is like really important for the parents to know, you know, the importance of between the difference between fit kids or healthy kids, between the fat kids and the obese children, obesity in the children alone. It's really dangerous. And it says about a third of American children are overweight, and one fifth are obese to you know, to the point that they don't want to go outside. You know, they don't want to be laughed at. Obese to they can't even go up on the stairs. You know, that they can't even play like just regular kids, or, you know, I mean, they can't even go to the water park because they're afraid they might get stuck in a tube and a slide or stuff like that. And many parents that those are baby fat. You know, oh, he's going to lose that. You know, once they hit that, it's not the case. And it's saying that, oh, that will, you know, once they hit the the metabolism kicks in, it will just melt away. But the research increasingly shows that fat kids become fat adults, you know, with higher risk of many health problems, including cardiovascular disease, like heart problems. Obesity is not benign in children and adolescents. That's what Dr. Robert Eckel says. You know, he's a former Heart Association president and cardiologist at the University of Colorado, and it is why the American Academy of the AAP originally recommended cholesterol lowering drugs for some kids. That's what they said. You know, actually, I don't know, I blogged about that and saying they upped the vitamin or the calcium or vitamin D intake for the kids. And because they know that you know, kids or regular average kids are not getting enough, or majority of the kids not getting enough calcium or not getting enough vitamin D, so they, for, you know, to sustain bone health, you know, to keep that things going. I mean, it's, I can't really express enough that to keep an eye on that, you know. And it's, you know, study after study that that they measure the thickness of the wall of from the neck artery. They studied that between like 70 kids from ages to 16 almost had an abnormal cholesterol, and many were obese. No one knows that how thick an 10-year-old artery should be because since there are not regular check of signs of a heart disease because they're kids, they're saying that now they're actually doing that. You know, they doctors are practicing that to check, especially those obese kids, check their arteries and check their heart, check the ability of the heart to function properly. And the kids' vascular age was about 30 years older than actual age. That's, you know, that she found. I mean, that's like, that's scary. I mean, they can just drop dead any minute. I mean, that's and again, you have to really just pay attention to what's going on around you, and everything changes and everything. From obesity to cardiovascular disease to a heart attack on kids. I mean, it's just a matter of time. The study was involved. The first 150 children participating in the larger community-based study. So that's, you know, they tasted a lot of fat kids. Man, they must have had like, you know, a camp out there. Hmm. Early research that he helped conduct found more rigid arteries in children, a possible sign of plaque deposits starting to form. I mean, if you're talking about like maybe a 5-year-old kid to 15 or to 16, I mean, to develop that kind of arteries, I mean, well, it doesn't take that long. I mean, if you've seen the movie, Supersize Me. I mean, we did within that short amount of time, having to pump out of a lot of cholesterol out of his body. I mean, that could happen if you're feeding your kids nothing but junk food, nothing but like fast food that's a lot of fat in it, and they're inactive kids and they're not doing anything but to sit down, play games, be on the computer. I mean, it's bound to happen. That's what, you know, I can't really stress that enough, you know, to have you get kids checked up. have them, you know, maybe they say that kids don't like food and vegetables, and there's like a lot of alternatives out there. So if you can go... You just go online and just find those stuff, like, you know, get them to take vitamins. You know, my kids take isotonic vitamins. I mean, they get fruit and vegetables over that in that from that. I mean, it's you can go to shopinsuperhighway.com and just type in kids or kids vitamins in there, and it's gonna be able to tell you to do that. Well, I think I'm just gonna wrap up and thank you once again for a wonderful time today, and I want to. Wait a minute, what are you just playing there? I want to thank everyone, and I want to thank Krista for calling in. And again, catch me at aholeinthemiddle.com or come back over here at blogtalkradio.com/GreatInferno for my additional show. And that's it. That's waiting on Jay Bell. And Don couldn't make it. But anyway, we had a good time. And we'll do this again. Catch me up.